How are you doing?
Well, I spent some time tidying up my desk and pulling Christmas things aside, and I got down to the surface in a couple of square feet, and you found little treasures that had gotten lost, and you always do that. So I am on my way to have quite a bit more space to work, which is really exciting. Because what I have been doing is just putting the new project in front of the old, and then stuff gets buried. So that was encouraging. And so my housekeeper's coming tomorrow, so I need to undecorate the trees today so that she can put them out in the garage because Reverend Carrie's coming next week. She's going to be here for a week, I think, or at least 6 days. So, we're going to be practicing boundaries because we both need alone time, but when we get together, we just talk.
Well, you may have to set a timer.
Yeah.
That could be helpful. So why is she going to be there so long?
She's got to do some training. So one of the days she'll be, well, I'm, yeah, one of the days she'll be gone and I won't be with her. One day she'll have a workshop here in the afternoon, and so I can get away and play because that's not anything I'm doing. But there's something every day.
Wow.
Friday afternoon, they're going to go to Covington House and work on tech because it's really been glitchy, and they figured out part of the problem is the TV that they're using is quite old. So Grace is trying to hint big time that if they want to rent more places, more events, they're going to need tech that works. And so they should upgrade the TV, and then we won't have a problem. But
Just a thought, there will be all kinds of President Day sales in February.
that's right.
It might be because we've already missed all the Christmas
Yeah,
sales.
but we wouldn't be buying it. It would be Covington House managers that would be buying the TV.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe they'll just take care of it.
Anyway, Grace figured out a way around it, but you have to do it with every computer that you use. So, anyway, Friday afternoon, they're going to be working on tech at Covington House. So I'll have Friday afternoon. Saturday's a workshop. Sunday's church, and then she's got a workshop that afternoon that I can go home and chill. And then I can't remember. Monday's off, and then Tuesday is the she'll have the workshop here. And I think Wednesday's another rest day. I don't remember. Anyway, it's going to be busy. Time.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it. So, how are you doing with your peace?
It's so easy to get caught up with life, but when I'm conscious of it, I can bring it back.
So, are you finding, a way that a routine that helps you get into that in the mornings to help you sustain it throughout the day.
I've been doing the, I did the chakra clearing this morning, and I did it yesterday morning. I didn't do the 3 minute one, but the dogs were out yesterday afternoon, so we crashed when they got back. I was pretty tired because I've been moving around things. So some of it's like there's a little bit of clearing energy. We've had some sun breaks, which always helps. Alex Miles keeps writing the most inspiring stuff.
Yes, so supportive, so supportive. And you can feel that resonation of this is why this is I'm experiencing this. I can manage it now. I love that. There was a time, gosh, it was in the early 80s that I was reading horoscopes and I had to stop because they just, I would let them influence me in a negative way because they weren't happy.
Yeah.
They were, a lot of times they were slapping the face.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't like that.
That's a metaphysical malpractice.
Yeah, and they stand by, well, the truth is the truth. Well, no, I mean, astrology is about support,
Yeah. It's your understanding of the truth, not mine.
There you go. Okay, so what is your idea of your spiritual self-care?
I said, oh, spiritual self-care. Well, being in the moment all the time would be ideal. Reading the daily word and the little inspirational thoughts. I try to do that in the morning and just before bed. And Unity has a thing about our thoughts are prayers, and we're always praying. So the more I'm aware of that, and sometimes it's, escape reading, and sometimes it's just resting, and sometimes it's something yummy to eat, and sometimes it's staring in the dog's eye, at the dogs. That gets me centered so fast.
Okay. I love the awareness of the thoughts. Uh-oh. Do you need to check what's going on?
Minute, I'll go look out the window.
Okay.
I don't think I need to go open the door. I think I just need to look out the window. Actually, their walker said that there's a police, some big police presence about two streets that way and then a few streets that way. So I don't know, maybe they're picking up on the energy. When I had Christmas lights in the front window, I left the blinds up, and then they could see everything. And then they really, anyway, yesterday I took those down, closed the blinds. So that's better. But they could still see shadows of what's going on outside.
But the house is all locked up, right?
Yeah.
Just never
This
know
is
why they.
actually a really safe neighborhood, by crime st statistics.
Yeah, but if there's a police presence, there's a reason they're there.
Yeah, probably a drug house.
Yeah,
And
so.
it's, I don't know how far down that way it is, but.
Okay, so what do you do that helps sustain you to being in the moment with that awareness?
Sometimes it works really well, and then sometimes I get lost in real life.
Okay, so would it be fair to say that it's your intention? You're setting your intention. And are you doing anything like sitting in the stillness, meditation? I mean, obviously you did the chakra clearing meditation this morning. You've got the shorter 3 minute that goes with it goes with the or is by the same person, right? That did the
The
10 minute
chakra.
chakra. Sorry. I mean,
Is Trudy okay?
yeah, she's fine. She's fine. She just I don't remember why she was calling me. She was really excited about something. I don't remember what it was. Okay, so it would be your intention, and you've got the 10-minute meditation, you got the 3-minute meditation. I've got some short ones like that. The moving into bringing your heart and mind into harmony, the 3-minute stuff, 5-minute. So you've got some audio that helps to shift and sustain the energy. And maybe making a playlist, kind of like on your phone or in your tablet or even on your computer. I mean, gosh, you can do it right there on your computer. And if there's something that has the music behind it, if it's something that you're listening up to all the time, if the dogs get used to hearing that music and you're going into that calm, peaceful state, then if you're sitting at the computer and they're getting anxious, if you start that music for all three of you, even though you're still sitting at the computer, they may calm down. Especially if you're in the middle of something and you just need a few more minutes to get it done, but taking 3 minutes or 5 minutes to listen to something that they're familiar with, that they know that this is a signal we're calming down and getting into a more peaceful state. That could trigger them to do that. And all three of you, and now we're taking the deep breath.
That's a great idea.
And in doing that, if you set a timer, or it's 10 o'clock, okay, it's time to ground and take those deep breaths, and I'm listening to this for 3 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it is. And if you've got 10 minutes, the more time you have, all the better. But if you're feeling pressured, take the pressure off. And even if it's a 3-minute thing you're listening to, but you can still feel the pressure and the tension and the anxiety, listen to it again. Because the most important thing that you can do for yourself is shift that energy back to where you want it to be. And until you have complete control over that, having these outside influences of sound and guidance.
And you, that's why you did the hand pan to everything so that it would, the cue would.
Yes, and that I'm gonna do that in the embodiment boot camp or empowerment boot camp. Everything's gonna have the same music, and then I'll have just the music so that folks can just listen to that. And I know it sure works with magic. I turn that on in the morning, and even if he's ready to get up, which these days it's rare, but if he is, I turn the music on, and if he's not under the covers already, then he crawls under the covers and gets all snuggled up, because we're moving into the love, and he's ready for that. And then I actually play that in the background a lot, sitting here at my computer. Because I may not be focusing on it, but it's still coming into my awareness, and it really does help to keep me calmer. Now the daily inspirational thoughts, that's another outside influence that you may not always have access to, but using that, and you're crafting and all those are wonderful self-care things, but the most important thing is your energetic intention and focus inside of you. Because then we don't have to have anything else. We can take those moments to, I even find myself humming the music. I can take myself back into my state of awareness just by thinking about it. So I'm not, it's the reverse order of the chaos thoughts and the anxiety thoughts and the things that take us down a rabbit hole that then we have to climb out of.
And those, yeah, I get these little flashes of memories of things that, you cringe over that. How did I do that? And then it's like, compassion, compassion.
And you know, when those thoughts come in, I've even taken to you saying, why am I even thinking about this? Why is this coming up? And it may just be a that I need to do a full disconnection from that energy. And doing that means moving into that highest state of love and then addressing that experience. Because when we're in the love energy, that high vibration, there is no cringe when we think back to whatever it was that, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Because, and that's the transformation of the energy. It's taken that less than love energetic charge away from it and transforming it and healing it into something that doesn't even come up anymore. And being in the elevated state, if we think about that cringe experience and we feel the energetic charge of it, then we're not sustaining the love vibration. So it becomes a really good practice learning tool to achieve that level of vibration and stay there, no matter what we're thinking about. So then, when we're not in the meditative state, but we've brought that wonderful love energy back with us and we're working at sustaining it, then when that cringe thought comes in, the more we're in that awareness, either we'll notice it, like you say, immediately, or, well, if you're it, once we've transformed it, that cringe thought's probably not even going to come back again. And if it does, then there's just a little bit more of it to tweak over. So it's a good sign for that.
You know, that didn't happen as much with Michael, and that was one of the things that came back that was distressing after he passed. I think he just kept me at a higher vibration that it didn't come up.
How often do those things pop up now? Because I would say probably 3 months, 6 months ago, it was more than now.
Once or twice a day, sometimes more, sometimes not at all.
And you know, you might even look at where is your energy when that comes back in? Are you tired? Are you frustrated? You know, and that may be a doorway that's been opened for those thoughts to come in and you weren't even aware of it. And then sitting with the dogs, you could that centers you more quickly than anything.
Just taking a minute and staring at those little faces and feeling the love.
Incorporate that into your day as much as you possibly can. I know you get busy. I mean, we're all busy. We all have things that we've got to get done. But you know, they're not going to be with us forever.
I know, and they're slowing down.
So being able to take that time and enjoy them. And the more you're in that state, even if you might even start practicing it that they're not in the room and you go back into those feelings and those emotions and that experience of seeing them in your mind's eye and elevating your energy. You know, even
Just
when
looking
you're
at pictures, when I see the picture of our last dog, who was just an angel in a dog suit, I still get that warm fuzzy. And there, a picture of these guys is my the background on my tablet. I'm blanking on what the wallpaper.
How long during, how many, as a rough guess, of the hours that you're awake, how many hours are you able to achieve and sustain that type of feeling, the bliss and the joy?
To think about that because most of the time when I'm crafting, it's real close. I mean, I get frustrated, and tidying the desk will, organizing will really help. Yeah, I guess I don't sustain it very long.
We want to be able to do that 24/7. And it is possible. We live in human bodies and things are going to happen, but we can conscious when we're feeling the anxiety of some information has come in and our whole body's starting to react. We can choose to stop that reaction. We can chaos flush that out. We can use the hand of God to push it out. We don't have to sustain that energy. It's not who we are, and it's foreign.
That's a something to remember that when that stuff comes up.
Yeah, we have the ability to consciously choose, am I going to stay in this energy or am I going to change it? How do I want to feel? Who do I want to be? I don't want to be the person who lets something influence me and then the thoughts take on a life of their own and then next thing you know, I feel awful. And the thoughts are coming up of why did you do that? And who do you think you are? And you're not ever going to be able to succeed at this. All those kinds of things, those thoughts come in and they
I
go,
don't get
whoa.
those much anymore.
But what about the feeling? Sometimes they don't even have words anymore. There's just a damper on the joy. And then you look at the dogs and then you feel that wonderful energy come in. So you know that there was a difference before you were looking at them, and then as you were looking at them, there was a change in how you felt. We want to reach a point where you're looking at the dogs and that wonderful love feeling just grows. There was no big shift to something else outside.
Probably. Come here, sweetie. Want to hop up and say hi? Why don't you come say hi? Come say hi. Come on. Come say hi.
William,
Yesterday, they're just adorable.
are you a fluff muffin today?
He is. He's a fluff muffin. Look at that
Hey,
face.
William, oh my gosh, look at that face. Glad you got your eyes open. I don't know if he might be sleeping. He's been wiggling around
He's
here.
not gonna stay. He's not gonna stay.
Oh my, oh, gotta give a kiss. Is he looking outside?
Oh, I love you too. I do. Yeah,
Well, go
I need to
ahead.
remember dog breaks are mental health moments, not interruptions.
Exactly. That's exactly what they are. How did you just word that?
Dog breaks are mental health moments, not interruptions. Writing that
Yeah, me too. I love that. We were outside yesterday from Magic's 4 o'clock walk at 4:30, and the neighbors came home, And we wound up talking to them for a bit, and their dogs are just dogs.
Their dog what?
Their dogs are just dogs.
Oh.
They had four when they moved here, and when they went away for 4th of July, one of them got murdered by other dogs. Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that while you were drinking. And I said, see, that would have destroyed me. And they were like, I just, my brain just doesn't even go there, you know. And then they agreed, yes, that Magic is the baby. He's my little baby. And today I went out to check the mail to see if the package had come yet with the, because I thought that would be really cool. We'd open Land and Dragon together too. But it wasn't here. And they were leaving. She was hanging out the window checking their mailbox. And when they go by, they're yelling, "Hey, not Kate." They're talking to Magic. But that's who they are, you know, the little guys, they just like yours. I mean, it's such a joy to see them, to jump up in your lap. And of course, I think Mary, we see her in the background, but we don't get to see her much up close.
She's not a lap girl unless she's really anxious. Like at the vets, she'll hop in my lap then, but that's about the only time.
Yeah, wow. But they're just so sweet. Like you said, angels in fur, you know? Well, I love that. Making time for them to just sit and just be, you know, throughout the day. When had did you schedule maybe your staycation? Did you look more at that when you could do that?
After Reverend Carey is gone, let's see what that looks like. I will still take Monday off. Tuesday, I have a therapy appointment, so I have to drive into Portland.
Next week, or is that the week after?
Then she's here. She comes in Thursday. And the week after, I can Monday will be a down day, but again, I have therapy on Tuesday. But the week after, I can block off those 2 days.
Well, there you go. There
So,
you go.
yeah.
And you can, you know, you can plan your day of, you know, spending time with the dogs, meditation, writing, you know, getting real, you know, if you can before the 11th, you know, writing down, getting real clarity on how you want to feel. You know, I believe that you're claiming this year as peace,
Peace and
but
rest.
peace and rest. But describing what that would be for you in writing and fully immersing your body into that beautiful feeling and making note of what did you do to get there. If you listened to a meditation or if you lit candles or you didn't, well, you probably don't light candles with the dogs.
I like light battery operated ones.
Maybe you sit with those, you turn down the lights, and you turn on the music that moves you into that beautiful state. You know, what is it that moves you there and helps you to sustain it? And that's the self-care we're looking for this year. You know, doing the crafting is great, but bringing all of that yumminess into the crafting will take it to a whole nother level. And being able to having the awareness to know when it starts to slip, and then developing whatever we need to do to get it back quickly. You know, a deep breath and ground. Do we start to focus on the music for just, you know, 30 seconds, even though we're not really hearing it? We're hearing it inside our head because we're focusing on it. We're taking the deep breath, we're grounding. Oh, and now I can face the world again because I've reachieved that feeling of bliss and joy, no matter what's going on around us. And there are probably going to be lots of surprises. Did something happen overnight?
ICE agents shot and killed a woman with no provocation. It was murder in Minneapolis.
Who are these ICE agents?
A lot of them, they didn't even do the background check, and a lot of them are criminals. They've been, what happens when they hire all of a sudden, they hire fast, they don't train them enough, and they don't, the background checks aren't all that thorough. So, Trump hates Tim Walz, and so he's trying to mess with his state, and he's incited people to be violent to his family. He has a son that's special needs, and Trump is really incited people to be nasty to him, and it's like there's death threats. And Tim Walz is really brave about it, but he's not running for re-election because if he runs for re-election, he needs his 100% focus on taking care of the state right now. But yeah, that was the big thing last night was. She was in her car. She was driving away. She was not a threat. There was no legal reason for them, and they shot and killed her. And she wasn't Hispanic. She wasn't black. She was, a Native American white.
They had stopped her and then she was driving away.
I don't know. I didn't read very much of it, but
Okay. I guess it
I don't
doesn't
know if
matter.
she was just like, driving through or what, but the body cams showed what happened, and everybody's vi filming it, and they said she was trying to commit vehicular homicide and run them over. Well, she was driving away. That was their excuse why they, anyway. And I did pretty well about holding the high watch on that and not getting sucked into it.
It was a brave thing she did to write into her life path.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so sounds like so you've scheduled a date now for the staycation. So that's exciting.
I've blocked off several Mondays and the Tuesdays that I can.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. But working into, figuring out what works the best to get you there and then to sustain it. So, if you haven't already downloaded the snippets of the meditations, I think they're on your page, to your devices so that they're available if you need them on your computer and your tablet and your phone, even, if you're out, especially, if you're like le even leaving the dogs at the vets and they're anxious, being able to move back into that everything fine and feeling that peace. So you've got a really good start on what works. You're figuring out what works. So is there anything
Just
that's
a really long exhale is a big help.
But we have to remember to do it. And then making the conscious choice of whatever that's come up that's caused all that tension in the body to start with, that it's not going to be a part of our life for the rest of the day, forever.
Kick it to the curb.
Yes, kick it to the curb. And breaking up with that best friend worry, Or you can just go kicking and screaming off into the So has anything come up that you need help with?
I just need to do it. I'm not getting as much done as I would like to, but I'm not beating myself up about it either.
The most important thing that you have to do after feeding and taking care of the dogs is your own self-care and mental health. And that's, moving into the stillness and elevating your energy. And that's where you're going to talk to Michael. That's where you're going to have that connection. And there's the all the external outside noise has got to go away.
It's physical and emotional clutter.
The physical clutter is going to take physical time to move it. But the emotional, you can start switching that in a moment without moving. And making those really powerful conscious choices that of who you want to be and how you want to feel. And just like what Alex has been saying in several of her last posts about these thoughts and memories are coming in that are uncomfortable from the past, and we're disconnecting from them, and this is that perfect time. If that comes up, I don't want to take this with me. This baggage doesn't get to go with me. And we are also thinking, why would I even want to relive this? I didn't like it the first time, or the last 20 times either. I really want to be done with this. How do I want to feel, and who do I want to be? And if those daily, inspirational things can help you move that energy, whatever brings you the greatest energy. Every time I've gone back and read that post that Alex did for the 111 or 111s, whatever they are, I need to get a name for that. Every time I read it, every time, Gail, even if I'm at a high vibration of love, it just magnifies it to where it's like my whole body starts to vibrate with energy. It resonates so powerfully. And I can't even really pinpoint one thing. It's the whole thing. I read the whole thing, and it just, now there are some, I guess when it gets down to the affirmations, it just takes it into a whole new realm of energy. And finding those things for each of us individually, something that we know if I sit down and read this when, or I pull this up on my phone, or if I maybe I've got it memorized, but I'm breathing into the energy and feeling all of that. That's using our power. It's stepping beyond the 3D world and accessing the quantum field of everything. And we're in that state of bliss, synced with the greater consciousness. And then when we just have a thought of something we would like, then it just manifests. I mean, that's where the open connection with Michael is, and the feeling of being there. And I can even see you guys holding hands and taking a walk with the dogs, It's magical. And it's not a lie. It's an experience that you're having. Yeah. That would be just lovely. And the thing is, once we're there, once we're feeling all of that, we don't want to go back to anything else. It's like, why would I let myself get upset by something this person did? Because I'm going to lose all of this.
Hi, sweetheart. Oh, you're wagging your tail. Oh, look at that face. Look at that face. Look at that face.
Are you guys talking about us?
Are, yeah,
He's
we're
over
talking
going,
about
are you guys talking about us?
you. Yes, we're talking about you. Oh, I love you, sweetheart. Oh, you're such a good boy. So adorable. Yes, yeah, so adorable.
So how does this sound? Does this sound like it's way more doable than it was a few months ago?
Yeah. Sweetie. Aw. Boy. Magic's still asleep on your lap.
No, he
Oh,
climbed
he's not.
out there. Yeah, he's out though. He may be a little cold because he's all curled up. Yeah, cover you up, baby. But then he gets hot and then he's stretched out. He gets really long when he stretches out. Yeah, he's all curled up. So you would like to continue sessions?
Yeah, but I think your idea of taking the class, I tried to sign up for it last night on my tablet, and normally PayPal recognizes me on that device, but it wanted to send a code to my email as well, so I have to do it on this computer.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
tell me again the dates.
It starts on the 14th. It's the
That's
14th.
5 p.m.
Yeah, it'll be 5 p.m. your time. On the 14th, then the 21st, the 28th, and then in February the 4th, and then the follow-up call is on the 11th. And depending on how everyone's doing, if I need to throw another follow-up call in, I will.
Okay.
Because, I don't like the thought of leaving anybody in need. Well, that would be lovely. I love that idea. Next week is the that it starts next week on the 14th. And you have we have this is session number 11 of 12. If you want to meet on the 15th with our last session, we'll do that. If you want to hold that for
Yeah, let's hold it till afterwards.
okay, we can do that too. All right.
So that might be like the 12th through the 19th, whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely through the 14th through the 11th.
Right.
It's on Wednesday night.
So our normal day is would have been the 12th or the 19th. But we can, you're still going to have Monday 9 o'clock, so we can figure it out then. Right? We're
I'm
still going to
sorry,
do
what?
the 9 o'clock calls on Monday, Wednesdays.
Oh,
So we can figure it out then.
yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
And then we'll start over again.
Okay.
So I looked at the Viking brochure that I got, and the 15 days around the British Isles is almost $7,000. But the ones on the Rhine, the week-long ones, they're like 3,000. That's a
Oh.
whole lot more doable. And they have a bunch of Christmas market cruises, and I think that's what my sister wants to do. And they start in November. So if we did before Thanksgiving, that would be really
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
And so you would be gone if it was a 6-day cruise, then you would probably be gone about 10 days for
Probably.
travel.
Yeah, probably.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And the dogs would be okay with the sitter for that long?
I hope so. They've never, I don't think I've ever been away that long. So.
Well, the more calm and peaceful you are before you go, you can also start practicing checking in on them when you're not home.
Yeah.
Like if you're at church before you come home, check see if you start practicing that, viewing them, what are they doing and how are they feeling, and holding them close to your heart. And if they do well with that, when you're away and the sitter is with them, it would be good to practice where she knows you're doing it and see how their behavior is. So then, when you go on the trip that you're gone for an extended period of time, then you'd be able to use that to support them. I sent it. I don't think Rachel's getting all my emails. I know she missed one. And then I sent another one and I included the first one, but then I don't know that she even got that one. Because I asked her about that, about meeting someplace, but I don't know if that might be too much for her to travel like that.
Physically,
No,
emotion.
spiritually. Spiritually. I guess I could just go there. But anyway, I wanted to hear back from her and see what she said.
Yeah, she. My email from the Smiles at DJ Pooch gets lost 2 times out of 3. Mostly the ones to my Gmail account go through, but sometimes they don't. So she always responds. And if she doesn't, then I check again because she probably didn't get it.
Yeah. The other day, I had sent her something through Instagram. I get so confused with Instagram and TikTok. Angelia is going to help me with that. But
Good.
I sent some kind of meme or something. It was cats throwing out magic powers to Rachel. And I just got up and I took the phone off the charger thing and I was looking at it. And she not only respond she responded. And I opened that up and I saw the little dots. She was writing something more. I was like, oh my God, we're looking at it at the same time. It's the things that excite me. But the I don't like that technology keeps us from connecting. I love it that it keeps us together, but when it just keeps us apart, that's upsetting. But anyway. Okay. Well, thank you for joining the empowerment boot camp. I am so excited about this. And of course,
Have you had people
welcome.
sign up yet?
I have had a few people sign up.
Okay.
I'm hoping for more. I've got emails going out every day. Now, I kind of dropped the ball a little bit at Christmas. I tell you, with between Landon Dragon and working with Angelia and then everything, all the other stuff, only so many hours in the day.
Yeah.
And the people who are supposed to be there will be. So, okay. All right, honey.
I'll
Well,
be one of them. All
yep, sending you lots of love.
right,
And
back
thank
at ya.
you so much for the card. I love it. It's right here on my desk. Actually, this one with magic, he stays on my desk too. He's right here. We'll have a lovely afternoon and
Good week.
see you next week.
All right.
Bye
Take care.
bye.
Bye bye.